Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Shabbos 131, the idea of sitzes and mezuzah. Rav Adabar Ahava said, Rav Yochanan comes to exclude the preliminaries to the mitzvahs of having sitzes in one's garment and having the mezuzah to one's doorway. The tzitzis, of course, are the fringes worn on each corner of a four-corner garment, and tying the tzitzis onto the corners is an av malacha, primary labor on Shabbos, preliminary to the mitzvah. And then also you can see who the other ones, like the Rashi and the Rifu, who mentioned the making of the tzitzis thread. And of course, the mezuzah is a small scroll containing the passages of Devarim that is affixed to the right doorpost. Writing those passages in av malacha is a preliminary to the mitzvah also. Doing the mitzvah needs them to be written, and that if one tied his fringes to the four-corner garment, explained in a braisa of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, and made a mezuzah for his doorway, he's obligated to bring a chatas offering, to bring the idea of the animal if his violation was unintentional. But when you think about the idea of mezuzah, you think about the idea of tefillin, you think about the idea of tzitzis, you think about the idea of mezuzah, it's to understand and be cognizant that Hashem is ever present, Hashem is always with us, and Hashem is always around in our life. The mezuzah is supposed to go in every doorway of every passageway throughout your house, including even if it's a huge closet, including even if it's a huge storage area, and into the living room and the dining room and the kitchen and the bedrooms, the attic, the basement, all different places of your house. It should be there to remind you that Hashem is always guarding you, to remind you that Hashem is always protecting you, more than an alarm system, more than the locks in your house, which are things, of course, you need to have. You have to do your hishtadlus, but the real aspect, the real way to remind ourselves, to remember who is controlling life, who is protecting us, who is guarding us, is that mezuzah on our houses, is the mezuzah on our living quarters, apartments, our diras, wherever we are. And the tzitzis themselves remind us of the fact that Hashem is always with us in our life, and we connect to Him, and we serve Him, and we fulfill our role in the world through the 613 mitzvahs, because tzitzis, tzadi yud tav, gives us the 600. It gives us the ability, if you think about it, you have 90, 90, 10, 10, and then you have the tough, which gives you the 400, 400 plus 90 plus 90 plus 10 plus 10. It gives you the ability to have the 600, and then the knots and the strings, you add it up together, it gives you the 613. You have the 8 and the 5, the strings of the 8 and the knots of the 5 is to remind you that you have the Tariyag, the 613 mitzvahs ever present in your life. Wearing those tzitzis and having the mezuzah throughout your home is supposed to ground you down to the fact and the idea that Hashem is with us, Hashem is guarding us, and Hashem is protecting us. And just as we talk about here, bringing those things and making those things on Shabbos is not permitted, but it is something that should always be on our minds, and something should be in our heads and in our mindset to always take with us wherever we go. Also, the tefillin is a side point. We don the tefillin, it's our symbol of connection to Hashem. We wrap the tefillin around so that we also feel connected and wrapped to Hashem. So when we think about the idea of tzitzis and we think about the idea of mezuzahs, things that we do throughout our lives, but we don't always pay cognizant to the fact of what it really represents, we should remember that Hashem is always guarding us. Hashem is always protecting us more than anything else we have in this world. And Hashem is fully connected to us, and we should serve Him with all the 613 mitzvahs as much as possible every day in our lives. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 132 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.